The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, yeehaw, good morning. 8:51. Yeehaw. Woo, doggy. Yippee-ki-yay. Stupid.
So where'd your tooth go?
It's 8:51. It's Brock. It's Hunter. We got shower thoughts coming up here in just a little bit, so stick around for that. But right now, though, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, boat, bum insurance. No, if you need something covered, Chris is going to get you taken care of. He's been working this whole time through all this craziness, making sure that you are covered from big things to small things and everything in between. Taking your calls. Call him 269-408-8872. Chris is the man, and we love him, and he's got the best coverage. Chris. I don't think we missed a beat on that one.
That's pretty good.
Damn. We set the bar way too high. We can't be doing stuff that well.
Where's your wife?
She's working right now.
Yeah.
So I don't have anyone to fill time with. So just, I don't know, sing a song or something.
Is she really working or is she sleeping?
No, she's working. She's working.
Maybe. That was a nervous laugh.
No, she's sleeping. No, she'll kill me if I say she's sleeping. No, she's working. She's in the kitchen typing away. Probably got a meeting or something. Oh, the amount of meetings those programmers do, man. Ugh.
Is she working or did you guys get in a fight last night and she's not on the radio?
What is it with you and us fighting? No, we didn't fight. She's working. Good God.
Because the last time she wasn't on, you typed to me. You're like, yeah. She'll be back. She'll be back here in a couple minutes. I got to.
They always come back. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do. I have so many good ones that Bill would just get so mad at me, and I'm gonna have to redo all of these. Let's do, because they're duty related, and I can't say them on air because we get in trouble. Can't do that one. Can't do that one. Spinning out. Like turd cabin, that's funny, but I can't do it. I can't even say it. Let's do... No. We've done Oasis. I know we've done that one. See, I can't do that one. This is terrible. This is why we need a filler. What about... We'll do Vag Vet.
I just let you spin out for literally 30 seconds.
Perfect. Yeah, just let me spin seconds. Out. That was longer than that. That was like a minute and a half. Vag Vet.
What, are you getting medals for this, man? I don't know. Jack Nicholson's a Vag Vet. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's a Vag Vet. Who are some other Vag Vets? John Daly's a Vag Vet.
Crushing it. So you're thinking of a guy, if I'm not mistaken, you're saying a guy that is has done very well in the lady department.
Yeah.
But now he's retired his services. Maybe he got married or he's just too old.
Something's not working.
Not bad, though. I appreciate you thinking outside the box. No, it's a gynecologist.
Hey.
Yeah. Amy had to go to the Vag Vet the other day.
Vag Vet. Jeez. It sounds better than gynecologist.
Gynecologist is such, I don't know, it's such a rough word in my mind, you know?
Gyno.
Yeah.
Just that part of it. It's like, eh.
And no one knows what you mean when you say OBGYN. You're like, wait. But if someone says Vag Vet, you know exactly what they're talking about. Yeah. You know exactly what's going on.
Okay, you make an appointment. Bring back a note from the Vag Vet just to prove that you were there.
You know, get the stirrups out, pap smear action, and get, all right, that's good enough. For God's sakes.
What?
It's been horrible.
Pap smear, what?
That was your dumb vocabulary. Nailed it.